This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 14th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather today is mild across Israel. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are seeing clear skies, while Haifa is experiencing a light breeze. As the day unfolds, temperatures are expected to rise slightly, making it a pleasant afternoon to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, a report from Walla earlier this hour indicates that Israel is considering a paper agreement as negotiations get underway, highlighting a rift between Iran and Hezbollah. Also, Mariv reports from just over half an hour ago that the president of Serbia has announced a significant collaboration with Israeli security giant Elbit to produce attack drones. Also, this hour, Ynet reports from earlier today that the U.S. has promised Lebanon it will pressure Israel to agree to a ceasefire, with talks scheduled for later. Separately, I-24 News reveals that Italy plans to suspend its security agreement with Israel amid the ongoing conflict, as reported just under an hour ago. And finally, the forward notes from earlier today that Israelis are maintaining war readiness as U.S.-Iran talks end without a deal, prompting President Trump to announce a blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiyaeng, a prominent news outlet, posted just minutes ago that Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar expressed Israel's interest in peace and normalization with Lebanon, noting the main issue is Hezbollah. Jewish Warrior 13, an active commentator, noted earlier today that discussions in Washington will address Lebanon's stance on Hezbollah's legality. Idan Eretz, an Israeli social media user, highlighted Italy's decision to suspend its security agreement with Israel, reflecting on the political implications. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the negotiations, Walla reports that a senior U.S. State Department official blames Hezbollah's actions for tensions. The potential paper agreement could serve as a diplomatic step forward, but the rift between Iran and Hezbollah complicates matters. This development is crucial as it affects regional stability and international relations. Turning to the Serbian-Israeli collaboration, Mariv highlights President Vucic's announcement of a deal with Elbit to enhance Serbia's military capabilities. This partnership reflects Israel's growing influence in global defense markets, potentially boosting economic ties between the two nations. Meanwhile, Ynet notes that the U.S. aims to mediate a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, with talks focusing solely on this objective. Lebanon's warning of no further negotiations without a ceasefire underscores the urgency. This diplomatic effort is vital to preventing further escalation. Separately, I-24 News reports Italy's decision to suspend its security agreement with Israel, citing the ongoing conflict. This move by a key European ally could signal shifting alliances and affect Israel's international standing. And in earlier reporting from The Forward, the failure of U.S.-Iran peace talks and the subsequent blockade of the Strait of Hormuz by President Trump leaves the region tense. This situation could impact global oil markets and increase geopolitical tensions. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that Israeli company Dust Photonics has recorded a major exit in the chip industry, valued at about $1.3 billion, with $750 million in cash. Separately, Globes reports that blockchain company Starkware is laying off 30% of its workforce as it shifts focus from research to revenue-generating products. And finally, CTech reveals that Wizz and CyberStarts have secured a major leasing deal in Tel Aviv's landmark Tower B, with an annual office value of $40 million. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 4 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.